All right. We are going to continue with our availabilities this morning. We've now been joined by Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 Dow Chevrolet, in advance of this weekend's races at Bristol Motor Speedway. Austin, welcome to Bristol.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and open up for questions. If you have one, please state your name and affiliation, and we'll start with Chris Knight.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchWinds.com. Austin, your performance last week was pretty great for you guys as a whole. Do you guys have more of that, and that is that the first of what we'll see from you guys in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, obviously that was a big run for our team, Merit RCR and ECR, and everybody back at the shop's been working really hard to turn the Camaro around for our side of things. You know, we've seen some speed from other guys throughout the year, and we've been close. We've had some qualifying runs that were positive, but we weren't able to relate it to the race. And I think last week we proved that we could relate the speed and qualifying to the race, and that's huge. So great momentum coming up to some good tracks for us with Bristol, Darlington, finishing with Indy, leading into the playoffs. I definitely think we can, if we carry this speed into the playoffs, we're going to be in a good spot.
All right. Additional questions? Okay. We'll go to Mark.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Austin, can you talk about the frustration level of what a team goes through when you start the year at such a high? You win NASCAR's biggest race, and, you know, you can't really start any better than that. And then the struggles that you guys went through, can you explain just what you guys have gone through to get to here?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think we built a team that is very competitive as racers go on our team. Every one of them's a racer. So, yeah, it's frustrating when you're not and you started at such a high at Daytona and then you have some struggles. We actually had a good run at Fontana like 2 weeks after Daytona. So then you're still – momentum's still pretty good there. Then you have a slump. Where we weren't as competitive as we need to be. We found kind of where we were at compared where we needed to be as far as the cars went, and we went to work on them. You know, we weren't as good as we needed to be on some things, and we got them better, and it's showing up late in the season, and I think it should carry to the end of the season at this point. You know, you got to continue working in the areas that matter, and that's what we're doing.
All right, Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Austin, did you guys definitively determine what cost you the two spots at the end of Michigan? And I know your car and some others went to the wind tunnel. Do you guys have a sense of how you stacked up?
Yeah. The first answer is yeah. We did a lot of work to figure out what happened the last lap, and we took the tire down and we broke a left front belt. That was the. I got a picture of it. We got lucky that it made it back around. So I was at the Goodyear tire test and they saw the picture and they just kind of put it on fatigue because we had 77 laps in our tires. I don't know. That's just kind of frustrating, but it's part of the game, I guess. And, glad we made it back around though. And only lost two spots from it, but that was that reason. And, the other question was wind tunnel. Yeah. I don't get any of those numbers yet. I don't know when they'll be released. But our guys felt like we were better than the last time they took the cars to the wind tunnel as far as stacking up against people is what they felt. I hope.
Additional questions for Austin? Okay. Back to Mark.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Austin, talk about the race here. It seems like with the VHT, it's starting to put a little bit of teeth back into the race. There's a little more physicality to it. Do you get that sense, and how do you like that kind of racing?
Man, I love it. I think it definitely puts some more – throws another wrench into the fold as far as, like, the ability to move your race car around is passing. I really didn't enjoy when everybody was stacked against the top and you had to – I mean, you had to force your way to the top. Now there's at least another place to go. Off the bottom, though, has been preferred halfway through the race, and then it seems to just move up. And then you see some other good racing where – people are just everywhere on the track because that middle, some of that VHT gets tossed to the middle and there's some grip there for a little while. It's very similar to a dirt race, in my opinion. You're just driving an asphalt car carrying a lot more front grip than you do at a dirt track. So I love chasing that rubber around and that grip. It's a lot of fun here.
All right. Additional questions? Nate has another one.
It was announced this week that your wife, Whitney, is taking part in this reality show. Did you and the team have to sign off on that? And are you concerned at all about, like, and generally those things are designed to stoke drama. Yeah. Are you concerned about if that could be a distraction or?
I haven't really done much in it, so I'm just kind of letting her do her thing, and they're having fun with it. It hasn't affected me at all. I'm not really in on it, so just kind of letting her do her thing.
All right, additional questions?
Aaron Bearden kicking the tires. Austin, your two biggest wins have kind of been a blessing for you in that they've been two of the biggest races in our sport. What's that experience kind of been like for you now that you've had time to soak them both in, and what race or races are now atop your bucket list to win in NASCAR?
You know, it's very special. The two wins that we do have, like you said, they're amazing wins. Couldn't ask for any better wins. As far as the next win, I mean, any track, truthfully, I mean, I cherish all of them, but I truly love coming here, Bristol, and the next one, Darlington and Indy. So these three are some great tracks. So you got the night race at Bristol, the Southern 500 and Indy. So these next three are three of the top in the sport. I love this little run right here that we have before the playoffs start. So those would be, I guess, the next one. So that would be a big one on my bucket list. And just want to improve each and every week. You know, Michigan would have been a huge win if we could have pulled that off, you know. And going to victory lane is good anywhere.
All right. Additional questions for Austin? All right. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.